You're listening to an African Elements top news story for November 26, 2025. Please visit our website at africanelements.org for more daily news. Pan-African GBV Campaign, History Behind 16 Days Activism, by Darius Spearman. The Pan-African Campaign Against Gender-Based Violence, GBV, marks its powerful annual observance today as the 16 Days of Activism campaign begins. Trust Africa, a significant player in this movement, is issuing a resounding call to action for governments and civil society organizations across the African continent. The organization frames this urgent fight as absolutely central to upholding women's rights, ensuring community safety, and achieving justice throughout Africa. This contemporary struggle stands upon a deep, complex history of women's activism and solidarity, both continental and global, a history that continues to shape its direction. The commitment of African nations and organizations to this cause reflects a long-standing understanding that violence against women is a profound human rights violation. This campaign extends beyond mere advocacy. It is a critical endeavor to dismantle deeply entrenched systems of oppression. Furthermore, it seeks to build a more equitable future for all people of African descent, acknowledging the interconnectedness of struggles for freedom and dignity across the diaspora. The Enduring Struggle, Roots of Pan-African Resistance. The fight against gender-based violence in Africa is not a new phenomenon. It is deeply woven into the broader historical struggles for freedom and equality for African people. Colonial practices, stretching back centuries, explicitly contributed to disproportionate violence against women by dehumanizing African women and girls and often treating them as mere possessions. These oppressive systems eroded traditional protections and introduced foreign structures that further marginalized women. Despite these immense challenges, African women consistently rose as leaders in social and political movements. For example, the Aba Women's Rebellion in 1929 saw Igbo women protesting British colonial taxation and indirect rule, perceiving these policies as direct assaults on their economic independence and traditional social roles. This resistance, while not explicitly labeled as an anti-GBV campaign in modern terms, inherently challenged the oppressive systems that contributed to women's vulnerability to various forms of violence. Similarly, the Women's Party in Lagos, formed in 1944 by Lady Oyinkin Abayomi and later led by Fumilayo Ransom Kuti, advocated for women's rights in Nigeria by campaigning against unfair taxation on market women and demanding political representation. By asserting women's rights to economic security, agency, and a political voice, these movements directly confronted power structures that perpetuated women's subjugation and increased their exposure to violence. These early struggles laid essential groundwork for recognizing women's agency and challenging oppression. The Pan-African ideology, a global movement advocating for the unity and upliftment of people of African descent, provided a philosophical backbone for these efforts, fostering solidarity and coordinated action against shared challenges like gender-based violence across the continent and its diaspora. Global calls, African responses, legal frameworks, and activism. The Global 16 Days of Activism Against Gender-Based Violence campaign, initiated in 1991, has become a powerful symbol of this ongoing struggle. This annual campaign symbolically links violence against women and human rights, running from November 25, the International Day for the Elimination of Violence Against Women, to December 10, Human Rights Day. The chosen start date, November 25, honors the memory of the Mirabal sisters, Patria, Minerva, and Maria Teresa, three political activists in the Dominican Republic who were brutally assassinated on this day in 1960 for their opposition to the Trujillo dictatorship. Their sacrifice became a powerful international symbol of state violence against women and the broader fight for gender justice worldwide. Since its inception, over 6,000 organizations from approximately 187 countries have participated, amplifying the message globally. Africa has contributed significantly to developing robust legal frameworks to combat GBV, showcasing a strong commitment from the African Union, AU, a continental body consisting of 55 member states. The African Charter on Human and People's Rights, 1981, represents a foundational document stipulating in Article 18.3 that states must ensure the elimination of every discrimination against women and also ensure the protection of the rights of the woman and the child. A landmark achievement arrived in 2003 with the adoption of the Maputo Protocol, formerly known as the Protocol to the African Charter on Human and People's Rights on the Rights of Women in Africa. This protocol, which entered into force in 2005, is widely recognized as one of the most progressive and comprehensive women's rights instruments globally, explicitly calling for the elimination of all forms of discrimination and violence against women. It broadly defines violence against women to include physical, sexual, psychological, and economic harm, encompassing acts in both private and public life, and during times of peace or armed conflict. While 44 out of 55 AU member states have ratified the Maputo Protocol as of June 2023, the varying ratification rates impact its overall effectiveness. Non-ratifying states are not legally bound by its provisions, creating inconsistencies in women's rights protection and hindering a unified, continent-wide approach to GBV. Other crucial frameworks include the Solemn Declaration on Gender Equality in Africa, 2004, and the African Union Convention on Ending Violence Against Women and Girls, AU-CVOWOG, adopted in February 2025, further solidifying Africa's legal stance against violence. The Unyielding Reality: Statistical Insights into GBV. Despite significant advocacy and the establishment of robust legal frameworks, gender-based violence remains a pervasive issue across Africa. Alarming statistics highlight its widespread and devastating impact, underscoring the urgency of continued intervention. For instance, in 2019, data from the African Development Bank, ADB, revealed a sexual violence prevalence ranging from 10% to 40% in 18 out of 54 African countries. A more recent study encompassing 25 sub-Saharan African countries found that a staggering 44.94% of women reported experiencing at least one form of GBV. In Eastern and Southern Africa specifically, 42% of women endure physical or sexual violence in their lifetimes. These figures paint a stark picture of a crisis affecting millions of lives. Furthermore, various crises severely exacerbate the vulnerability of women and girls to violence. The COVID-19 pandemic, for example, led to a concerning surge in GBV cases, with East Africa reporting a 48% increase and South Africa a 37% increase during this period. Conflict settings also significantly amplify these vulnerabilities. In the Democratic Republic of Congo, women and girls accounted for an astonishing 98% of conflict-related sexual violence survivors treated by Médecins Sans Frontières, Doctors Without Borders, in 2020. South Africa, unfortunately, faces one of the world's highest femicide rates, estimated to be 5 times higher than the global average. Femicide, defined as the gender-related killing of women and girls, is distinct from other homicides because it is specifically motivated by gender, often stemming from patriarchal power imbalances and systemic gender inequality. Harmful traditional practices also persist, with approximately 200 million girls and women having undergone female genital mutilation, FGM. FGM involves procedures that intentionally alter or cause injury to female genital organs for non-medical reasons, with devastating short-term and long-term health consequences. Additionally, in East and Southern Africa, 31% of girls aged 20 to 24 were married before the age of 18 in 2020, another pervasive harmful practice. Challenging norms, strengthening laws. Public perception and acceptance of gender-based violence present another significant hurdle in the Pan-African campaign. A survey conducted across 39 African countries revealed that almost 4 in 10 citizens, totaling 38%, considered GBV somewhat common or very common in their community. More alarmingly, while 69% believe a man's use of physical force to discipline his wife is never justified, a concerning 31% consider it sometimes or always justified, including majorities in 8 of the surveyed countries. These attitudes are deeply rooted in cultural norms, traditional beliefs, and socioeconomic factors. Patriarchal societal structures often grant men perceived authority over women, normalizing their role as heads of household, with a right to control female family members. Traditional beliefs can uphold the notion that physical discipline serves as an acceptable means of maintaining family order or correcting a wife's behavior. Socioeconomic factors such as lower educational attainment, limited economic opportunities for women, and high levels of poverty also contribute to the perpetuation of these attitudes, making it difficult for women to challenge abusive practices. Exposure to violence in childhood and broader community tolerance further entrenches these harmful norms, which makes them resistant to change across generations. Despite progress in legislation, significant legal gaps and enforcement challenges persist across Africa. Approximately 65% of sub-Saharan African countries possess laws specifically criminalizing domestic violence, yet these laws are often limited in scope and not effectively enforced. Additionally, only 37% of these laws cover all forms of violence, including physical, sexual, psychological, and economic harm, leaving many survivors unprotected. African nations and regional bodies are actively addressing these disparities through various strategies. Many countries are undertaking legal reforms to ensure national laws criminalize all forms of GBV, including marital rape, FGM, and early marriage, aligning with international and regional human rights instruments, like the Maputo Protocol. Efforts are also concentrated on strengthening the capacity of law enforcement, judicial officials, and legal practitioners through specialized training focused on GBV issues, victim-centered approaches, and proper evidence collection. Initiatives to improve enforcement include establishing specialized GBV courts or units, enhancing collaboration between police, prosecutors, and social services, and providing crucial legal aid to survivors. Public awareness campaigns are also vital, informing communities about their rights and legal protections and combating impunity for perpetrators. Building a safer future. Trust Africa and Forward Momentum Today, the Pan-African campaign against GBV, is characterized by renewed calls for action, institutional commitments, and the tireless work of civil society organizations. Trust Africa has been a significant player in this campaign, prioritizing women's rights and gender justice for many years. Its earliest initiatives date back to 2009 with the Millennium Development Goal 3, MDG 3 project, Strengthen the Dignity of Women. MDG 3, established by the United Nations in 2000, aimed to promote gender equality and empower women, specifically targeting gender disparity in education. This goal was profoundly significant because it recognized that gender equality is fundamental to achieving broader societal progress, including poverty reduction and improved health outcomes. Currently, Trust Africa is involved in a project titled Embracing the Challenge, Changing Social Norms for Equality and Empowerment of Women and Girls in Senegal, Mali, and Burkina Faso. This initiative seeks to enhance community knowledge of women's human rights, empower cultural leaders to champion these rights, improve advocacy for policy reform, and increase research on GBV. Trust Africa also participated in the CASA initiative in Dakar in September 2024, a mobilizing event that brought together activists and donors to discuss strategies against sexual violence. While the specific acronym and organizing body of the CASA initiative are not widely documented, such events generally represent local or regional efforts for social justice and empowerment, often focusing on advocacy or giving voice to affected communities. The 16 Days of Activism campaign continues to evolve, with specific themes guiding global and regional efforts. The 2024 global theme, Recommitment, Accountability, Resourcing Towards Beijing Plus 30, Unite to End Violence Against Women and Girls, emphasizes the urgent need for accountability and increased funding for women's rights movements. Beijing Plus 30 refers to the 30th anniversary of the Fourth World Conference on Women held in Beijing, China in 1995, which produced a comprehensive global agenda for women's empowerment. The 2025 theme, Break Barriers, Build Safe Spaces, advocates for collective action to dismantle structural, cultural, and institutional barriers that perpetuate violence and exclusion. Structural barriers include economic disempowerment and limited access to justice, while cultural barriers encompass patriarchal norms and harmful traditional practices like child marriage. Institutional barriers involve weak legal enforcement and insufficient support services for survivors. In a significant recent development reflecting these calls for accountability, South Africa declared gender-based violence a national disaster in November 2025, following extensive protests. This declaration, if fully implemented under existing disaster management frameworks, could allow the government to fast-track funding, deploy additional resources, and implement emergency measures to combat GBV, elevating it to the highest national priority. Leading African activists such as Josina Michel from Mozambique, Fumzile Mlambunguka, Aissatou Sow Sidibe, and Nabila Abdomelek continue to inspire and lead the charge against GBV across the continent, reminding everyone that the fight for justice remains far from over.